Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden is transferring up to $20,000 of student debt per loan and making the American taxpayer responsible to pay it back. This applies to student debt loan holders making under $125,000 a year. A federal jury has found that Los Angeles County must pay Vanessa Bryant $16 million after first responders took pictures and shared them of the fatal 2020 helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others. The jurors also awarded $15 million to plaintiff Chris Chester, who lost his wife Sarah and daughter Peyton in the Calabasas, California wreck.
Well, I don't think it came as a surprise that the jury verdict came in her favor, in the other victim's favor. It's more of the amount. The amount was substantial.
Legal expert Lou Shapiro on Fox 11 in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
There will be two NFL preseason games tonight and four games on Friday night. President Biden gave out another $3 billion Wednesday in Ukraine's war effort against invading Russia, the largest invasion in Europe since Nazi Germany in World War II.
Wednesday marks 6 months since Russia invaded Ukraine and the current war began. President Biden has pledged additional military aid, nearly $3 billion worth. And British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says the UK is also pledging another $64 million for drones and missile systems for the Ukrainian army. In Kyiv, Johnson also says that the international community remains united, but urges allies to stay the course.
To all our friends, I simply say this, we must keep going. We must show, as friends of Ukraine, that we have the same strategic endurance as the people of Ukraine.
From the Gulf Coast Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
NASA's Double Asteroid Redirection Test, or DART for short, the world's first mission to test technology for defending Earth against potential asteroids or comet hazards, will impact its target asteroid, which poses no threat to Earth, at 7:14 p.m. Eastern Time on Monday, September 26th. Now that President Biden bypasses Congress again to rule with fountain pen, the Democrat president Wednesday gave away at least $300 billion to remove some student loan debt from kids and put the financial burden on the American taxpayers, perhaps for generations to come. Financial expert Dan Geltrude on Fox News explains how this new Biden tax affects you.
It always comes down to the same group, the American taxpayers. So even if you say, well, we're going to borrow it, who pays? If you're going to print money, who pays? That's why we have inflation. Everybody is paying that price. So nothing is free and nothing is revenue neutral. Because if it was, we wouldn't have over $30 trillion of debt right now. I think that when you spread out these costs, and we're not exactly sure how much it's going to be, somewhere over $300 billion to pull this off, and you start allocating that over the number of taxpayers, taxpayers we have. That's exactly the math.
Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
How would you like to publish and sell your own audiobook? Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. You'll choose from one of our many voice actors. Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Consumers are mobile these days, and having an audiobook helps authors reach a larger customer base, which increases book sales. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network does it all for you. We hold your hand throughout the entire production process. We'll create an audiobook that you can be proud of. It doesn't cost or take as much time as you may think. In fact, for us, it's pretty easy. It's what we do. If you've got a published print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, give Audiobook Network a call right now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-781-0987. 800-781-0987. That's 800-781-0987.
Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. We've got Dr. Michael Schwartzman going to join us in just a second. He and his co-author, Elena Lister, have blessed us with a new book, and it's one that begs reading in so many levels, especially in light of the fact that we need hope. And the title of the book is Giving Hope, The Conversations with Children About Illness, Death, and Loss. Dr. Schwartzman, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me, Bill. Pleasure to be here.
Well, the book says the best and only resource you will ever need for helping any child understand and cope with illness, death, and loss. And we know what the last 2.5 years has brought us with the pandemic. We find ourselves talking to our kids about loss and death probably earlier than we've ever expected to do so. So people are already experiencing this, aren't they?
They really are. And, you know, I don't think anybody really wants to have to think about this topic for themselves, much less for their children. It just doesn't show itself that way, at least in our society. People would much prefer that a child has a rosy outlook, and they get very worried that their child will be sort of like stopped up in themselves with mm-hmm. worry. Mostly, Bill, we find that comes because it's an awesome subject to have to talk about. And so what we've done is we've taken our experience and we've tried to put it into a book that can be, you know, company for someone who really wants a how-to, what do I do when I'm sitting and talking with my child about this kind of subject.
When is the appropriate time to have this discussion with them? What age?
You know, we feel so strongly that kids, especially younger ones, pick up on how we're feeling when there's something wrong, that we think the right age is basically whenever a kid could show an understanding and awareness of there being mm-hmm. something wrong. So I'm not talking about one. I'm probably not talking about two. But shortly thereafter, as a child is feeling and observing changes, it's good, you know, mommy and daddy are sad today because, you know, we know that Uncle William is really not feeling very well. And that's why we're being very quiet like this. And then you try to, depending on a child's age, listen for the questions and concerns they express so that you can speak to what's on their mind. That's very important.
Mm-hmm. Now, is there a critical timeline? Certainly not 1, 2. You say, okay, start, thinking about 3 and how you respond to a 3-year-old versus a 7-year-old, because a lot happens in that short period of time, particularly between the ages of 3 and 7, doesn't it?
You're so right. You know, at the age of 3, 4, 5, a child is really very, very concrete in their understanding of what's going on. They know what they see. They know what they've heard. As a child is getting older and they start to carry things more in their mind, they develop, you know, concepts. They develop, you know, a sense of things that they carry in their mind that cause them to think in a more abstract kind of a way. So as you raise your child from younger to older, you can become more talkative about things because mm-hmm. instead of it being what you see together and what you're experiencing together, it's what it makes you think about. And that's right. where you get that complicated question, Bill, which I know you're going to ask me. What happens when they say, but mommy, does that mean you could die?
Yeah, exactly.
Because they start to transfer the idea to the specific of what could happen to them. And that's mm-hmm. where we encourage you to say, you know, look, you're right in asking me that question, but I take very, very good care of myself. As you know, we eat very healthy. We go to the doctor. We take care of all things. You know, so I expect that I'm going to be very, very well for a very, 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 very long time. It's not something to worry about, but I appreciate that you're asking me that question.
Exactly. And I think that, again, you get to age appropriateness. I mean, you know your child. I mean, how much can they handle? How deep do you go?
The biggest thing, right. The biggest thing that we look at as what to be aware of is that we often, as people, bring into a conversation with anybody, but also a child, you know, our own feelings, our own emotions, our own dreads. And what we're encouraging everyone to do is to really take stock of that as they go into a conversation with a child so they can really frame what they say to what they hear coming from their child.
Exactly. Well, the thing I find always interesting, Dr. Schwartzman, is that we often find ourselves teaching that which we ourselves need most. And that even happens in the dynamic with dealing with kids. So, so we need to be aware going into that, right?
Exactly right. I mean, you know, there's so many things that pique us, you know, and cause us whatever the anxiety is that we have to connect what we're trying to say to what we are hearing. If we talk about what we're hearing, we can protect everyone, you know, from our own fragility.
What are some of the specific strategies that you'd recommend? I mean, you've got a lot of experience, a lot of clinical info here, you know, that you can share where people have had some great successes and maybe even not such great successes, but that, give us a better understanding and a great lesson to be learned and applied.
Great question. You know, the first step that we always say is just ground yourself. You know that there's something that you need to tell your child that you're very upset in advance for them to have to hear. So ground yourself. What does it mean to you? Who's the person to you? How are you doing with what you have to say? Mm-hmm. Number two, it's very important that you show your emotion, but that you show it in some kind of filtered way, because you want to be there to take care of your child. You don't want the child to feel so fretting that they have to take care of you. And then try to stay in as simple a way as possible. You know, we have some sad news. We're all going to spend some time together because we have to absorb this news together. But we have to say, you know, that Uncle Mark is really, really sick. And, you know, we're not so sure how he's going to be. And then number four, you listen to how your child responds. All children are going to be very, you know, they're themselves. They're going to be different. Sometimes a child is either going to act in a way where you're going to feel, ooh, why are they doing that? So you don't want to be judgmental. You just want to be receptive. And you want to help your child to connect with what it is that you're trying to say. So you listen to them as they tell you back what, you know, what this means to them. The worst thing that you can do if there's something like that, you know, we're always interested, what shouldn't you do? You know, you want to hear what your child is saying. You don't want to read in and tell them, you know, what you're feeling, but as though it's coming from them. So you
exactly.
want to hear how they're reacting and build from there.
That is so critical right there. I mean, if nothing else, the big takeaway, I mean, these are four excellent strategies, but I'd probably say the last one, you know, listening to the child unfiltered, you know, without trying to engage and cloud what they're saying with your own perception and your own hurt and harm. But that goes back to why it's so important to ground yourself in the beginning. Dr. Michael Schwartzman is with us. His book, Giving Hope, Conversations with Children About Illness, Death, and Loss. And we'll have more with Dr. Schwartzman after this. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines, hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Minutes after the top of the hour,
Good to have you with us. I'm Bill Martinez, Fresh and Independent. We come to you Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Dr. Michael Schwartzman is with us. He and Elena Lister, MD, Dr. Elena Lister, have combined their giftings and talents to give us this book. I mean, this is a real gift, Giving Hope, Conversations with Children, Illness, Death, and Loss. I understand, talking about death and talking about any kind of loss, we try to avoid it, but there is a cost to be paid if we do so. First of all, Dr. Schwartzman, I mean, talking about death, that is not an easy topic. It's a difficult topic for us to have.
It's one of the most difficult that you can have. You know, I think about this. So parents with young children, it's all about helping them to connect to what's going on in life, to be more of a participant in what's going on in life. So we focus on the little fears that children have, the big fears that children have, to introduce the idea, you know, that illness and life itself could be over. It's just so daunting and so antithetical to what we're trying to do. On the other hand, children become very aware through their natural experience in life that death exists. That, you know, they see what happens to a bug. They see what happens to a leaf. They see change that occurs. And they, of course, see and pick up people getting sick and people getting better. So in some ways, it's more important that we try to be proactive, because it's better when a parent connected to a child can kind of like frame a narrative that supports and encourages different ways that a child finds it easier to hear, and more so when it comes from the person you're the closest to, which is
exactly
why, you know, we write this to try to help people know what to say, not whether they should say it.
Yeah, some parents would think, well, that's not my responsibility, or maybe they want to shirk the responsibility. But clearly, as you just addressed this, I mean, who better to address this issue with your child than the parent themselves? I mean, you know, even parents, you know, we don't necessarily say, okay, well, it's your responsibility to talk to your children about illness, death, and loss. But you're reinforcing this and causing parents to go, yeah, you know, I haven't thought about that really, but you're right. It is my responsibility. And what can you give if you don't have? So if you've got a parent who's compromised on those issues, and by compromise doesn't fully understand, you know, is not grounded and doesn't understand or have a handle on what illness, death, and loss are all about, I mean, this could be dysfunctional, you know. So we're probably at the same time saying, parents, start with yourself. You know, make sure that you're grounded and that you have a basis in which to, you know, pass this on to the next generation, that you're doing it in a way that, you know, makes it better for them and even for yourself. Because in the process, as we said, you know, in teaching, we find, at least I've found myself teaching things that I myself need to learn as well. So it advances. It's a well-rounded approach in addressing these topics.
Thank you. You know, Bill, the if you start to think about what's the definition, what's at root in being a parent, it's to help your children understand, you know, all things, but certainly the harder things. And, you know, with what you're describing, you know, there are two statements that have come into my head over many years of work. You know, one is, you're only as good for your child as you can be for yourself. You know, if there's something that's, you know, knocking you out, how can you be there for your child? So on some level, it's part of our responsibility to get clear on ourselves. And then the next part is, you know, you're only as good as the child you have who's having the most difficult time. Because it's very hard to feel better when you see that your child is feeling poorly. So it's almost become, you know, incumbent upon us to learn how to handle the hard parts, because that's what we want to bring our children, you know, up to be able to handle for themselves, and certainly better than we've done it for ourselves.
Right. Michael, in your experience, who else benefits in positive ways with this talk about death with your kids?
Well, aside from the most important people, the child and yourself, I guess, Bill, you know, in a community, especially a community today where people share so much of what that loss is, of what you know, they hold in common together, and the people that, you know, become ill and are lost to a community, it gives us the way of connecting with each other. The reason why we call this book Giving Hope is because we discovered in our work that the closer you can be with somebody who's having difficulty, the more you can share, the less alone they're going to feel. The
right.
more there is an extension that becomes a hopefulness. Mm-hmm. Because you can't control for forever, but you can control within the moments that you have. And that's where you want to have hopefulness giving rise to stronger feeling between you as you're having difficult times.
It can be contagious, can't it? I mean, here it is. You have shared something as important as this with your child, and they will take it back to the peer group, won't they?
They'll take it back to the peer group. They'll take it back, you know, over and over again in the relationships that they develop over time. And most important, they'll pass it on to their children. It's part of the lineage that we really want to cultivate. And the more that we can talk about it, the more possible it is. But you pick right up on it, Bill. That's exactly right. It gets spread around. And I know just from the experience that I've had where I'm talking about this subject more directly, it really does bring people together because it's something that we all have difficulty with.
We've got about 3 minutes left here, Dr. Schwartzman, and we love stories, and I know you've got plenty of them. So maybe you can bless us with a few stories and examples of how this works, you know, when preparing for conversations so often death seems to be, you know, unexpected, and, you know, we get surprised by it, and we're kind of forced into the conversation. Can you share some stories with us?
You know, for many, many years, I've worked in a school, and the purpose of the school is to educate. But what I have found at this school in particular goes back to something that occurred for me, I'd say, you know, 25 years ago, where I'm going in and I'm going to lead a conversation with parents that I did normally every week, just on different topics. And I happen to know one of the people in the class. I had grown up with her. And she says to me, she says, Michael, we don't want to talk about how to talk to a child about illness or death today. We're past that. We had this event last night. A father had passed away. We just want to talk about what we can do. We just want to get together as a group and be helpful. You know, and I think that this was possible because they had spent so much time being aware of how important it was to come together in the face of something that was so difficult. So the story started out very sad, but had a happy ending in the sense that, you know, there was really a strong bond amongst these people that helped to carry this family through the very difficult time that they had.
So, so here you are. You're kind of taken aback with this greeting. So then what did you do? What was your next step?
You know, a lot of what I did was just supported what they were trying to do in talking about, you know, what it must have been like for this family to wake up in the midst of this tragedy. Mm-hmm. The father had passed away very suddenly. And I just left room for them to talk about who's making this, who's taking this child there, you know, and what were they going to do for the family, you know, for the next month or so.
Right.
The point is that sometimes you want to be very open and honest and talk about what the basic issues are, and sometimes you just want to be practical and, you know, support the life that has to continue.
Exactly. About 30 seconds left here, Michael, and you've really blessed us with, you know, this book, you and Dr. Lester, Giving Hope, Conversations with Children About Illness, Death, and Loss. Thank you so much for being with us. Your book will be linked on our website at BillMartinezShow.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. 800-398-0651. That's 800-398-0651.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrat President Biden is transferring up to $20,000 of student debt per loan and making the American taxpayer responsible to pay it back. This applies to student debt loan holders making under $125,000 a year. A federal jury has found that Los Angeles County must pay Vanessa Bryant $16 million after first responders took pictures and shared them of the fatal 2020 helicopter crash that killed her husband Kobe, 13-year-old daughter Gianna, and seven others. The jurors also awarded $15 million to plaintiff Chris Chester, who lost his wife Sarah and daughter Peyton in the Calabasas, California wreck.
Well, I don't think it came as a surprise that the jury verdict came in her favor, in the other victim's favor. It's more of the amount. The amount was substantial.
Legal expert Lou Shapiro on Fox 11 in Los Angeles. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour, we've got a new report that finds that woke policies, no big surprise here, during the pandemic crushed downtown small businesses and economic activity in a number of blue cities, and these areas have yet to recover. Now, we're hopefully going to be able to connect with Andrew Kravishetis, who's the economic analyst and CEO. And he notes that businesses deserted the Democratic-controlled cities, but will their employees desert the Democratic Party? Well, and even for that matter, will these businesses also desert the Democratic Party? See, what is happening is at the basis of all these problems are the policies of Democrats. You know, the free market, let's forget about that. It doesn't make sense to them. It's all about, you know, these social justice issues, that somehow there has to be fairness brought into play. You know, the fact of the matter is by design, you know, just like, well, let's just take sports, for example. Okay, not everybody's Babe Ruth, right? But, you know, if the Democrats were in charge, what they would do is take Babe Ruth's salary and they would just dole it out and make it even for everybody. Even though Babe Ruth is the star and he's the one that's bringing in the business and, you know, has all the attention. But, you know, let's just go ahead and spread it out to everybody. Well, that's not the American way. That's not the free market system. But this is what the Democrats do, and they appeal to that part of the constituency that feels like, well, it's not fair. Well, it's not fair in your eyes because you're not Babe Ruth.
And you know what? You're not willing to put in the time to even approximate anything close to Babe Ruth and refining your skill set in such a way, right? So you sit around, you whine, you complain, and you find the Democrats who are there to, you know, wipe your nose and take care of you and say, oh, they're there. It's just not fair that, number one, you don't have the giftings and talents to be a home run hitter, and probably never will be. And meanwhile, you'd much rather sit around and complain about that instead of finding out where your gift and talents can take you to where you can be a positive contributor to the system and to, and I say the system, the free market system, not with the Democrats. The Democrats are trying to act like God and thinking somehow it is their right and duty to level out the playing field. Well, Andrew is with us right now. Andrew, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing great. Thank you so much for being with us. I don't know how much of you heard because we were in the process of trying to get connected here. But, you know, the complaint is by some is that it's just not fair. You know, I'm not Babe Ruth. I'm not making Babe Ruth's money, you know, so or name it, you know, it would take anybody. And then, you know, so they want to complain about it. Well, you're not designed to do that. But can you be Babe Ruth somewhere else? But, you know, the Democrats just hear, I'm not Babe Ruth, and it doesn't seem fair. And so now they want to somehow level the playing field. And you got the fundamental transformation of a free market system that, you know, that really addresses an entitlement-minded society that they want to continue to grow to become more and more dependent upon government that is continuing to get bigger and more massive and at the same time extremely inefficient. And they expect us, all the worker bees, to pay for their mistakes because, you know, we're just so fortunate to have people like Nancy Pelosi who can do insider trading deals, make a lot of money for her and her family at the expense of the people. And the beat goes on.
Yeah.
Is that fair?
No, you're absolutely right. And we're seeing that actually in the corporate world quite a bit, right? We have lost the meritocracy of the merits of your skills and your abilities is how you should be able to be valued and judged at your corporation. And a lot of companies today have lost the heart of that issue. And instead, this is where they're doing their DEI quotas because you know, the bleeding heart is like, oh, well, we need to give this person a chance, even though they're not the best person for a job. But it's actually demoralizing for a person who is not the best person
exactly.
for a job because they know that. They know that. And then now they're in a situation where they're being given the job merely because of their skin color or because of their, you know, political views on social media. And whether that's in society or corporation, when you are giving someone an opportunity, not based on their hard work, not based on the value that they're bringing, it's actually bad for their soul, and it's really hard for them.
Exactly.
Right.
Now that's you're exactly right, Andrew. 100%. 100% right there. I've long said, this is my belief. It's all about round pegs for round holes. When you get round pegs and square holes, you've got high maintenance employees. You got people aren't happy because you're calling them to do something that is not in their wheelhouse. And the fact of the matter is everybody has a wheelhouse out there. And it is your job to figure it out. But according to the U.S. labor force, roughly only about 10% of the U.S. labor force understands the wheelhouse. Okay, so they're frustrated.
Yeah.
And so you have a lot of people out there complaining, and you got these bleeding heart Democrats that think they know how to fix it, but they don't even have an understanding of just what you just said, which is foundational and critical, that if you don't deal with that inner part of somebody's character and morality, and that's not brought into the equation, and you just think you're going to solve the problem with a DEI formula, you're nuts. And you're going to make everybody else nuts that has to follow this.
No,
I'm just so casual and dispassionate about this. I just don't have a lot. frustrates me because this harms people, Andrew. You're the CEO of a company. You cherish your employees and you value what they're all about. And the government has no idea. I mean, the way they're thinking is we're just another cog in the wheel. And that's it. We're just part of the collective, right?
Yep, absolutely. And I've, as a CEO of many companies over the years, I have hired several hundred people And I've had the opportunity to see people develop. And if you, as a CEO and a business person, understand that your employees are people, right? And this is part of the problem with when you use the term human resources, you're treating your people like cogs. And unfortunately, I think the Democrats see the American people as cogs. They're voting units. They are economic production units. But the reality is that people need hard work. They need sometimes to be told exactly where they're not performing so that they can actually get better. And if you actually care about people, you don't just give them every opportunity, whether they earned it or not, because you know long term that's terrible for them. It's terrible for the economy. It's terrible for your business. And unfortunately, I think a lot of Democrats have never run a business. They've never hired people. They've never actually been in the trenches trying to develop people and make them a better person. They simply just want to get reelected and be allowed to, you know, continue to do insider trading and all the things that are very frustrating.
Exactly.
Rank and file Americans like ourselves.
Right. You're exactly right, Andrew, because, see, the Democrats, the way they look at it, we're things. We're not humanoids. We're just things. And and they're self-served, like you said, insider trading. You have somebody like Liz Cheney who comes into Congress. What was she was worth something like $6 million, right? She leaves 5-6 years later, and now she's worth $36 million. How do you get to 36, that kind of increase, even with her husband's income? How do you get to that kind of level of net worth, you know, and a job that you that makes supposedly $174,000 a year? I mean, you're an economist. Do the math. Help me understand how you get there. Serving
well,
the people.
Exactly. Well, and I think that's the problem is when you have lifetime politicians like Joe Biden, who's really not had a job, right? He's been doing this for a long time. They have. All of us have this instinct to create wealth, to be entrepreneurial, to go out and solve problems, which is not a bad thing. But the problem is when you are an elected official, you should have a responsibility to serve the people, which is why things like term limits or some limitation to doing this for your entire life. You're going to have to respond differently than if you're an entrepreneur out in the marketplace trying to make money. You're not allowed to do that in the same way when you're a public servant. And the problem is a politician job is one of the most lucrative ways to make a ton of money, and it shouldn't be. And, you know, you see this with the Obamas, you see this with the Clintons. You know, they've made enormous amounts of money because of their position as an elected official. And so what we really
Andrew, we got to go to break. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
We got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. More from Andrew Krepashetti. He's the founder and CEO of Red Balloon, which was founded in 2021 as a solution to the ever-growing problem of government overreach and cancel culture invading the American workforce. Stay with us.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921.
800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tehibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please, don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
Back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As we were saying, we're talking with Andrew Krepeshevs. He's the founder and CEO of Red Balloon, founded back in 2021 as a solution to the ever-growing problem of government overreach, cancel culture invading the American workplace. Andrew, as you saw with Red Balloon, there was a clear need because you had people frustrated because if they're not talking, you know, I've maintained that if people do not have the ability to exercise their giftings and talents, boy, that's a shortcut to frustration. You know?
Yeah.
And this is what's happening in the marketplace right now, is it not?
Yeah, absolutely. The thing is, a job is such an interesting part of a person's definition of who they are, right? If you meet someone new, you ask them, what do you do? And you're really just asking them what their job is. But a job is a vocation. A job is an opportunity to actually define yourself and how you interact with your community, with your family, how you go on vacation. You know, all of these things, a job is really a defining feature of a lot of people's lives. And when a lot of Americans have been stuck at woke corporations where they are really beat down for their religious beliefs or just their beliefs, period. If they're not following the current zeitgeist of what the market is telling them, it is destroying to their soul. And so that is why I founded RedBalloon.work as an opportunity for Americans to find employers who valued their freedom and who believe that the Constitution still matters and applies to everybody.
This is the bottom line. It liberates people, like you said. If you have a company that values your freedom and you're free to be, in a sense, like, you know, the military, message, be all you can be. I mean, it's interesting that they captured it, but that is absolutely foundational to successful organizations, is it not?
Absolutely. When you have people who are aligned with the mission of what you're trying to do, when they feel satisfied, when they feel like they have authority and responsibility lined up and they have the tools they need to be successful, it is amazing what your company, will be able to accomplish, and you will win in the marketplace if you have the right culture and you have the right people on board. And we hear these stories from people who are just being beaten down with their CRT training and their DEI training at these large corporations. And the thank you notes I receive from people who are like, you know what? I just found an employer who actually values my freedom, and you have changed the trajectory of my family because I feel more satisfied and fulfilled at work, which changes the way I interact with my family, with my community. So finding a job where your employer does not hate your worldview, you will be surprised how it will affect every aspect of your life and really give you the joy of work back again, because work is actually good for your soul, and it is joyful.
Without a doubt.
It can be joyful if you have the right employer and you're really in the, you know, as you said, round peg, round hole. It's a beautiful thing.
Well, science has proven that there's nothing like a job to raise the happiness quotient. And you're exactly right. I had a story here recently relate to me how we were able to help a company and individuals. And one of the wives came forth and with tears in her eyes and said, thank you. Thank you for giving my husband back to me. This is how life-changing the kinds of things that you and I are talking about can be. And sometimes, you know, because of the forces, and they're heavy-handed. I mean, anything like CRT and these DEI programs, they're so heavy-handing and squashing and demoralizing that people think, my God, you know, this is just the way it's going to be from now on. Well, you know, the good news is this is coming out of an America that has experienced freedom and liberty. When we talk about being reborn or being renewed, it really implies that at one time we were new, right? And so, and like any good CEO, which you are, you know, I tell people time and again, any good CEO worth his ilk, when companies are off track, one of the first things they'll do is go back into the history of the company and say, when were we operating on all eight cylinders? What were we doing?
Right.
So that they can determine what wrong turn they made along the way, right? Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And if we look at the history of America, I would say we used to have brave men and women who were willing to stand up for freedom, and they were willing to do what they needed to do to make that happen. And I think we've gotten very comfortable. We've gotten very a lot of peace and prosperity, which has been great, but we've lost a lot of freedom in the meantime. And so look back and then act. And the way that we should act is if you're at a company where you are not free to live your values out loud, it might be time for you to make a change and actually stand up for what you believe. We did this big campaign at redballoon.work about coming out conservative in the month of June. We just said, hey, June's a great month for you to just live your belief system and your values out loud. You don't have to be shrill. You don't have to be annoying, but you can, but don't be a shrinking violet when it comes to who you are. Bring your whole self to work, right? And we reached hundreds of thousands of people with that message, and we heard stories of people being like, you know, I did this, and lo and behold, I now am kind of a leader at my company because there's a lot of other folks who actually agreed with me, but everyone was just kind of keeping their head down. But when you're brave for other people, like the founding fathers were of this great nation, you give courage to other people. And it's been really fun to watch that transition with a lot of people. Or they end up losing their job, and then they go get a new job at redballoon.work. And they're happy either way because they stood up for the right thing, and then they got a great job.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing is what you just described is leadership, and not everybody is a leader. Not everybody is a visionary, but those unique individuals that are designed to capture the vision and to take people forward, those are unique attributes. And those are needed more than ever. It was that kind of leadership that built this country. It is that kind of leadership that time and again has built the industry of the country in which we live in.
Now, what's happening is we have a government that's very oppressive that has come in, and somehow they think they know better. When, you know, as you said earlier, Andrew, they've never signed the front of a check. You know, they don't have businesses. You know, all they've done is they have taken. They don't understand the dynamic. And when you consider that a third of our population now is involved in the bureaucracy, I mean, that is a pandemic in and of itself. Because sadly, for the most part, the doctrine of the bureaucracy is one that is of self-service. It truly is not of, you know, of the ilk of the early founding and the early bureaucrats and legislators who were citizen legislators who came. They would come to, at the time it was New York, because that used to be the where our capital was. They would meet there for, you know, maybe a month or two, and then they would go home and go back to work. They didn't sit around and make a business out of it like they've done today, right?
Yeah. Absolutely. But I guess the encouraging thing that I'm starting to see, because the politicians, unfortunately, until we put some better guidelines around term limits, around all of these things in place, we're going to continue to have those people look to get into office and look to continue to exploit the system. But people are starting to vote mm-hmm. with their feet, which is I'm actually kind of encouraged by, right? We look at the number of people who are leaving
right.
states like New York, Illinois, and California, moving mm-hmm. to Florida or Texas, moving to places like Idaho, where I live. They are looking for freedom. And what's going to happen is when you have this mass migration of people who are tired of the woke worldview and the liberal mindset, when they move, then places like New York are going to have less budget. They're going to have fewer votes.
Right.
They're going to have less power at the end of the day. In 2020, the tax data is showing that not only did 250,000 people net out migrators from the state of New York, 250,000 people more than came in left.
Mm-hmm.
They also took with them $19 right. billion dollars of taxable income. So the state of New York has $19 billion less annually of taxable income because mm-hmm. people are running away from these liberal policies. So we have a scorecard that will start to actually show impacts on these states. And then at some point, it's going to hold the politicians accountable, not because someone actually held
exactly.
them accountable
mm-hmm.
as a person, but because their states are mm-hmm. failing. And at some point, they're going to
exactly.
have to change their behavior.
Well, you got to be honest, Andrew. I mean, people are going to Idaho because of baked potatoes. That's the best baked potatoes on the planet. I'm just saying, you know, just a little sidebar deal. I mean, it's like, hey, you know, who doesn't want to go to Idaho, man? You get the best baked potatoes ever that you'll ever experience, and they'll call out to you. It's just not fair. It's like a friend of mine. I was in Kansas. And they took me to this restaurant where they did at tableside Caprese salad, where, you know, from scratch, the mozzarella, right? Have you ever had that done tableside?
Absolutely, yeah.
I told them, I said, you know what? I said, I hate you. I hate you for bringing this to my attention, because now I've got to come back to Kansas just for Caprese. I love Caprese salad, but nothing like what I had there at this restaurant in Kansas. Unbelievable. So it's much the same way the Idaho potatoes are calling out to me. I got Caprese salad calling. I'm on a plane. I got to go. Mask or no mask. I got to get on a plane. Enjoy this. Great
job.
Hey, I'm telling you, you are on. Go ahead. We got 45 seconds left, Andrew.
Well, I was just saying, Idaho is fantastic, but also what I'm seeing in America right now, I'm actually encouraged by. We're seeing a lot of conservatives wake up. We're seeing them change jobs, change states, make the moves necessary to find freedom for themselves and their families. Obviously, redballoon.org is part of that story, but there's a lot of people who are tired of the tyranny. And so if we can get more Americans mm-hmm. who are willing to be brave, I have high hopes for this nation again.
Well, Andrew Karpyshetz has been our guest. He's the founder and CEO of Red Balloon, which was founded in 2021. Andrew, look forward to continuing this conversation. Appreciate the insight. And I want to continue to encourage your vision and your dream. This is really needed right now in America. Thank you, Andrew. Take care.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves,
Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text MONEY to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word MONEY to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Frustrated? Try.